Well, Alan, first of all, delighted you could join us this afternoon. And, well, looking forward to tomorrow's Allianz Football League in Division 2. Division 1, I suppose. Still a lot to be played for in Division 2 as well. Donegal heading to Armagh tomorrow. And, well, still very much in the contention for promotion and for a place in the league final, but just not quite...
Donegal are currently top of the standings, Tom. They've 9 points from their 6 games so far, the same as Monaghan. So Donegal and Monaghan both head into their last round of fixtures, knowing that they'll have their fate in their own hands, so to speak. So Donegal, of course, are away at Armagh, and Monaghan, they're home to Galway. So it's a pretty interesting division at the minute. The one thing Jim McGuinness, I suppose, can rely on is the fact that you don't have to really rely on favours elsewhere. I'll just explain really briefly that if two teams finish level, it will go down to a head-to-head between the two sides, and then if there's more than two teams, it then goes to scoring average. So Donegal have actually the best scoring average in the division with plus 31. So a draw tomorrow will see them come at least second. A win means Monaghan can't catch them regardless.
One result we have to watch out for tomorrow is down in Portlaoise.
That's right, Tom, yeah, because I think if you lose tomorrow, you're really opening a can of worms for yourself. Because if we actually finish level on points with us and Down and nobody else, it means that Down will actually beat us, because there's only a team that have beat us this year in the league. Their head-to-head is better after that 1-9-10 win in Uri last month. So that's the one thing we'll really have to keep an eye out. But Down, of course, they're in a pretty interesting game as well, because Laois at the minute are second last, but they still have a fighting chance. They can catch both Galway and Armagh, so Laois will be going full throttle.
Anyway, looking ahead to the game tomorrow, as I said, Donegal heading to the Athletic Grounds, have been there already once this year, came away with the result, Colin McFadden doing the business with the goal later on.
Absolutely, the one thing, Tom, that Jim said this year about Division 2, he really wants traction, and we've had good enough traction. You know, we won the first three games, then there was Michael Murphy had to kind of pull us out of jail, I suppose, against Meath in the fourth game, and then we got beaten and Down, of course. But I suppose last week against Louth, there was good and bad in that performance, Tom, but we got back to winning ways, and I said, at this stage of year, to have your own destiny in your own hands, but the possibility of a Croke Park final in 3 weeks' time, I suppose you'd be happy enough with that so far.
I know, speaking to you last week, Jim McGuinness was saying that he was very happy. He felt it was a good league, and there were some good performances. And I think he rated it about 80% of what he had wanted. Would you rate it that high?
I'm not going to argue with Jim, Tom. 80% was maybe about right. I suppose we've seen kind of the good and the bad. I suppose the last day out against Louth and Ballyshannon, like Donegal put on a great first half show. They were leading by 13 points to 1 at one stage before conceding a goal before half time. The concession of 3-7, even though he scored 1-19 to win, maybe isn't something Jim McGuinness will be overly happy with. I suppose at Denham Newry, Tom, the shoe was on the other foot. Donegal that day were pretty good defensively. They only conceded a goal on 9. But up front, some of the forwards actually took responsibility. There's a lot of snatchy shooting that day, a lot of wides. Donegal only managed to get 10 points from 30 shots on goal that day.
Jim McGuinness hasn't named a team yet, so we're a little unsure. What's that down to?
He's been naming his team quite early this year, but I suppose in the last couple of weeks he's been maybe keeping his cards closer to his chest. But there are a couple of doubts, of course. Frank McLinn, he missed out last week. He's probably touch and go. Neil Gallagher, who went off for Glenfully in the first All-County League game against Fulmarchers a couple of weeks ago, it was only a bit of a minor groin strain, and I think Jim would have said last week that Neil might have played or might not have played, so he'd probably be knocking on the door this week. And I suppose the other main one is Martin McElhenney, who was feeling unwell last week in Ballyshannon and pulled out right before the game, so I'm sure Martin will be back at it as well. So you have options there around the field.
Yeah, and Carl Lacey limped out of the game last week at half.
Yeah, Carl seems to have just got a dead leg. He went off at half-time and was replaced last week by Ryan McHugh. Carl has gone through a lot of injury worries, but he's going better and better, I think, with each passing week. I suppose there was a little setback last week, Tom, and we saw him kind of hobbling away after the game, but the word is the car should be okay to start, so that's great news for Donegal.
Yeah, and of course you have the added complication this week as well of the under-21s reaching an Ulster final, and obviously Maxi Curran and Rory Gallagher will be watching closely and hoping that their players in the squad come through. And you know, you're talking about Patrick McBearty and Ryan McHugh, they're featured in recent weeks. Daryl O'Connor as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Daryl O'Connor came back there in the semi-final victory over Armagh on Wednesday night. Donegal won that game 15-10, so between himself and Patrick McBearty, it really gives the Donegal the management team of Maxi Kern and Rory Gallagher some cutting edge, because they have a big ask against the Cavan team, who are in their fifth Ulster under 21 final in 5 years, and they're actually going for four in a row.
Looking at Armagh, as you said earlier, aren't out of the wood either, because this is a big game for them. And I was reading where Paul Grimley was, their Armagh manager, was saying during the week that his job was probably on the line if they went to Division 3, and if they were to lose tomorrow and Laois were to win, they certainly could.
Yeah, absolutely. He might have made a rod for his own back there with statements like Steph Thomas was, and I suppose bringing in the likes of Kieran McGinney, who had decent enough success with Tulare, kind of transformed them into a team that was perennial, maybe All-Ireland quarter-finalists. I know they made the 2010 semi-finals, but like Armagh should be a side that really shouldn't be fighting against relegation at Division 3. But as you said, they're in a kind of a quandary now, so they'll come out fighting tomorrow. But I suppose that would suit Donegal and Jim McGuinness, because at this time of year you want good competitive games. But ironically, Tom, a draw will probably do both teams, but I don't think we're going to see an arrangement like that.